pauvre Kylan.
Welcome back to the Haddonfield Horrors Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror movie franchises. I'm Maria.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Mark.
And today we're reviewing Drag Me to Hell, released in 2009, directed by Sam Raimi, written by Sam and Ivan Raimi. Mark, can you please read us the plot summary?
Yes, I can. Christina Brown has a loving boyfriend and a great job at a Los Angeles bank, but her heavenly life becomes hellish when, in efforts to impress her boss, she denies an old woman's request for an extension on her home loan. In retaliation, the woman places a curse on Christine, threatening her soul with internal damnation. Christine seeks a psychic's help to break the curse, but the price to save her soul may be more than she can pay. And that reminds me, we also need to put the psychic on the list. So I'm going to send a new list. Go ahead and read it.
Well, anyway, when I first saw this movie, I thought it was a parody. I didn't realize they were being very serious. It's just a lot about this movie that I dislike. I see people say they like the movie, and I just don't understand why. It's so bad. It's so dramatic. It's so, like, exaggerated, I feel. It's just not it for me. Mark, what did you think about the movie?
This is probably the third time I've ever seen this movie, and I didn't have memories of it. I just, like I told you, when because we're reviewing this movie because we're doing the whole the bad movie pick thing, and it's the movie you picked. And remember when you mentioned it, I told you and Tawan, like, oh, and I watched the movie because of Amy Adams, because I thought Amy Adams was the main actress, and then rewatching this time, I'm like, oh shit, that's not actually Amy Adams. So that was the one thing I always knew from this movie, that, oh, Amy Adams and Justin Long were in the movie, and then coming in here and like, oh, Amy Adams isn't the actress. So the part that I remembered liking wasn't even factual, just something I made up in my head. And this movie is annoying, and it's stupid, because the whole reason these events is happening is because, like, she was just doing her job, and now she's cursed because of it? Like, come on. That makes no sense. Like, I get what you mean, that it comes off as a parody. I feel like it'd work better if it was just, like, Scary Movie 6 or 7 or some crap like that.
I think that's honestly what I thought when I first watched it, that it was just a parody from those movies. Tawan, do you also think this movie was bad, or do you have a different opinion?
No, I don't think this movie's bad. I actually do like this movie, because I feel like it fits into, like, Sam Raimi's style of, like, direction and what he does in his movies, which is that over-the-top kind of, like, campy vibe. I mean, I feel like, you know, if you watch the older Evil Dead movies, this kind of gives the same type of energy in a way, which basically, like, Sam Raimi putting his protagonist through a lot of like BS and doing it in, like, the most out of pocket type of way. And I feel like this kind of just does the same thing, but instead of, like, Ash and Evil Dead, it's Christine in this movie. Now, I never agreed with the, like, plot and how everything, like, happened. Because, yes, it's, like, extremely like petty, the reasoning why this like older like this old lady was mad at her or like or Sylvia is definitely like very petty, the reasoning why she like targeted Christine for this. But I feel like it's kind of one of those, you know, we see it one way, one person like sees it the other way, and not even like a misconception or like a misunderstanding of the idea, just like certain, you know, there's certain times where a decision is made on something and you may not have anything to do with it, but you still feel slighted. And I think also when this came out, it was around the time of the when like the recession and stuff was going on at that time, when all the with, like the mortgage crisis and all that stuff, so that also has like a bit to play into it as well. Like, so in all though, no, Christine didn't deserve anything that she actually got in this movie. It was definitely like all overkill in that sense, but in a way that it all happened, I felt like that was just kind of the way like Raimi went about it. I feel like if it wasn't Sam Raimi, like if his name was taken off of it and it was someone else, I probably might have felt different about the movie, to be quite honest with you. Even like the same state and everything. But because like I know how like his movies go and I'm familiar with his other work, in my head that works for me just based off everything else that I've seen from him as a director.
Well, I know Sam Raimi being attached makes me, I'm confusing myself. I'm hating this movie. I'm hating Sam Raimi, and it's not even Sam Raimi I'm meant to be hating. I'm confusing Sam Raimi with what's his name? He did Avatar. He did.
Bitch, M. Night Shyamalan?
Yes, I'm mixing Sam Raimi up with M. Night Shyamalan. Sam Raimi did Spider-Man.
Yes.
I'm mixing directors up. I saw Sam Raimi, and for some reason my head went to M. Night, and automatically I go into an M. Night movie expecting to be disappointed. So I still don't like this movie. But I would have gave it more of a chance if it would have clicked in my head who the actual director was. Damn. To the point I was about to make is now irrelevant, so never mind.
What the fuck?
Not the confusion.
Oh, shit.
Well, Mark, are there any standout moments? Any scenes that you liked or disliked?
Standout moment that I disliked was when she threatened to curse Christine. Like, I would get it if, like, Christine was a bitch and, like, she could have done something to help the lady and she was just like, fuck you, you're not important. Like, if Christine was a bitchy character and this happened to her, I would have different feelings about the movie. But Christine was literally doing her job, doing what she was told to do. She was being no follow. She's a fucking employee. She has her own things to deal with, and now she's being like that whole scene just pissed me off. And then that ending, when she's being dragged into the fucking subway system, whatever the fuck that was not a good shot. It was not a good shot. I did not like the CGI or the special effects on that. I mean, I don't know, I just, like, all of, like, the possession scenes, I just felt disconnected from all those scenes because I didn't agree with why she was being cursed. So when any of the, like, jump scares and stuff happened, it kind of just, like, took me out because I was like, this is all stupid. That's it.
Tuan, what about you? And any standout moments, any scenes you liked or disliked?
Yes, there were a lot of scenes that were memorable for me in this movie just because of how outrageous they are. One that immediately comes to mind is just the initial, like, fight that she has with the old lady in the parking garage when she, like, curses her, and they have, like, a whole fight, like, she, like, shoves the ruler in her mouth and everything, and that just whole sequence in the car was just hilarious to me. Another one that comes to mind because of, like, how outrageous it was Christine getting the nosebleed while in, like, the office, and she starts, like, projectile, like, throwing up blood, and it just, like, eventually, like, coming out her nose and everything. It was just really funny to me, how that all happened. Just because, like, Christine didn't deserve any of it. Like, I mentioned it already, and, like, Mark mentioned it as well, but the decision that was made was, like, you know, not even one of her, it was one of, like, her boss, but she also was going into it because she wanted to get a promotion as at the same time, so, like, everything that she was kind of doing was, yes, of her doing, but at the same time, like, she's just a cog in the system, like, she's not running the bank or single-handedly deciding who's getting, you know, loans and stuff like that. So it was just, like, over the top in many ways with a lot of the scenes that Christine didn't also deserve. But I feel like that's what I like about the movie. Like, she was just getting kind of fucked up a lot. And it wasn't her fault, but it was just funny the way that it went about.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of the scenes were really over the top, especially, like, all the bloody scenes. Like, when she bled through her nose and she just fucking, I don't even know what the hell just shot out of her nose, hit her boss, and she just runs out. Which, I mean, I guess same, you know? But it's just over the top. And then any scene where she's, like, fighting this lady, they're, like, fighting, especially I think when they're, like, in the shed, and, like, she got that thing to fall on her head, and it just squishes, and it just goes into her mouth, and it's like, what is going on here? Like, what is this? And I don't know, it's just a lot, just those scenes just seem so ridiculous that there's no way this movie's serious. You know? And yeah, Christine, okay, look, Christine had, I mean, you know, she technically didn't have to, like, not give her the extension. She could have. Her boss told her, like, you know, it's up to you, like, whatever you want to do. And, you know, she chose, you know, what she chose. But, like, yeah, it's still not that bad. Like, I'm pretty sure that lady's been slighted multiple times in her life. And I also hate the way they portrayed her as so, like, you know, they portrayed her as so, just so old, I guess. Like, it's the best way I can explain it. Her nails, what they did to her face, and when she was, like, coughing and hacking in there. And it's just so over the top. There's no reason for that. But anyway, I guess moving on. I don't think there are any kills in this movie. Besides the kid in the beginning and Christine's, I guess you can call it a kill. And the kitten, I cannot believe that happened. I was so sad. I was like, no way. And then when she was in the house with, like, her parents, with Clay's parents, and she was acting so odd. I was like, how is nobody looking at this girl? Like, why are you acting like, I don't know, it's just me, I guess. But anyway, so moving on to the characters, we will start with Sean Sandina, the psychic who we saw in the beginning. So, Tawan, what are your thoughts?
Wait, I'm trying to remember him. I'm sorry.
It's the lady who spoke Spanish. That was her, wasn't it?
She was the one who, the opening kill was about her. I mean, her partner was dragged to hell.
What was the boy who was dragged to hell? And then she was like...
They took her son. So, like, I was all for her coming back and trying to get her revenge.
No, it wasn't her son. She was just a psychic.
Oh, I thought it was her son.
No, it was a... No, like, the parents brought their son to her. To save him. And she did it. And then she was like... I'm gonna catch you. We'll meet again. And... Which I think it's crazy. Like, a kid just died, lady, but okay.
Yeah, I was misremembering it again because it would have been more. I enjoyed her being back because I thought, okay, she has a personal stake in this.
No.
Never mind. Skip me for this.
It was the psychic that the other psychic brought in, the female one. The lady?
Okay. Yes. I don't know why, because I was thinking about the one guy who was helping her, Ramjaz, I believe that was his name. I was thinking about him, but Sean, because she was the one whose idea was it to like do the whole like goat thing, correct? Because I didn't.
Yeah, I think she's the one who told her about the goat, and they had brought in the goat. They're having their own little seance thing, and then she got possessed, and then they got.
And I'm trying to remember because I don't know if I have anything to say about her character. Yeah, I actually don't really have anything to say about her.
That's fine. I mean, she was there in the beginning and in the end, you know.
Yeah, because she got rid of it, and then that's when Christine thought that her time was up, but it wasn't.
It really wasn't.
Because Christine got scammed.
She did! Oh my gosh, she did!
She got scammed out of $2,000!
For real! Well, I guess it wasn't even her, it was Clay who paid that, but still. Alright, well, moving on from her then. Mark, what do you think about Ramjaz?
I didn't trust him, if I'm being absolutely honest. I don't know. I feel like if he actually wanted to help, he could have done it. But he was like, oh, give me the money and then I'll take you to another sidekick. But like, if you aren't going to help me, why the fuck am I giving you money? I just felt like he was useless. There was no need for him in the entire movie. It was just... He was the sidekick to bring us to the actual sidekick who was going to do the seance. Like, he was not needed. He could have been a fucking assistant, fucking errand boy. The character just didn't seem to be needed for me. Like, it wasn't really impactful anyway. He was just there to help us get to point A to point B.
That's true. Yeah, he did seem like, you know... Like, yes, he seemed like he kind of wanted to help, but also, yeah, as you did mention, he wasn't like an impactful like person on it. He was more so, the middleman, so he could get Christine to Sean that was actually going to be able to help and do the whole sales. But he was just a fortune teller, if I recall. So, I mean, that's not, like, I guess, this, like, not, like, his expertise in that type of, in that type of sense of it. But, being that he told her she only had, like, 3 days to do this, I mean, she needed assistance right then and there. Which, I mean, he was able to get her connected, and then, you know, she had to pay the money to actually do the little, like, seance and stuff, which we thought saved her, but as it turns out now, Christine got scammed.
Low key though, she really did, because like at the end of the seance too, he was like, to be honest, all you really have to do is gift the button to somebody else. And she was like, oh, why didn't you tell me that earlier? And he was like, well, you know, because somebody's gonna get hurt, blah blah blah. But it's like, okay, so you asked me for $10,000 instead of giving me this other choice that may or may not may make me feel morally right or wrong. But, like, you know what I mean? Well, yeah, but I think you guys are right. This guy's shady. Well, moving on to the other man in Christine's life, Clay. What did you think about Clay, Mark?
Clay was cute.
I knew it. I was waiting. I was pre-laughing because I already knew he was going to say it.
Clay was cute and super, I don't know. He was there for her. Like he was there for her. He listened to her. He tried to help her. He understood, which was like cool. I mean, like anyone else in that situation, me in that situation, I'd be like, you know what? You fucking crazy. I'm leaving you. Goodbye. This is more than I can handle. I'm done. But he stuck it out, and he was ride or die, and I don't know, I kind of felt bad that, like, he literally paid money to help save the woman that he loved, and then he ended up watching her being dragged to hell. Like, I felt so bad for him in that moment. Like, damn. Damn, damn, damn.
Tawan, what did you think about Clay?
Yeah, I feel the same, like, as Mark. He actually was being, like, a good partner for Christine throughout, like, this entire thing, which is a crazy thing to be there for your partner for, because I couldn't, like, she basically was, like, deteriorating, like, mentally, like, in real time for him. So that's probably was crazy to, like, watch from a distance, but then also add in all the, like, supernatural stuff that was happening to her as well. It was very, very one of those situations that if someone had left, I wouldn't be mad at them for doing so. And he was sticking by her the whole time, like, you know, helping her with the money and doing all that stuff. Like, she went, like, well, not her, but, like, the whole situation at the parents' house that came up as well. There were a lot of things that happened here where Clay could have left, and I wouldn't have felt bad that he did so. But the fact that, you know, he stuck around throughout the entire endeavor until she eventually got dragged to hell, which he had to watch, was, I'm sure, very traumatic for that man. And I don't think in universe that he probably would have ever gotten over that. So, Clay, good man.
Well, Tawan, what did you think about our protagonist, Christine?
You know, I like Christine because, you know, in the beginning of the movie, when we were first getting introduced to her, she just wanted to get her little promotion. Like, she was just trying to move up the corporate ladder like damn near everybody else. But she got slighted. She was getting slighted by her boss because he wasn't trying to push her up. And he wasn't trying to push her up and, like, the boss wasn't trying to push her up and eventually gave her promotion to male coworker who was there less than her, if I recall, and didn't put in as much work, which, you know, that's something that definitely happens in the workplace a lot to women. They're overlooked numerous times, over, like, in favor of, like, other men that are in the workplaces. So it's definitely one of those things that does happen, and she didn't, like, deserve what she got. And I feel like that's, like, the main thing with Christine as a whole, is that she did one, which I can't even say if it was, like, a bad decision or not, because, yes, she didn't provide someone with the mortgage extension, but if it wasn't her, it would have probably just been someone else that did it. And it's kind of one of those, like, slippery slope things where, to that person, like, who in this scenario was Sylvia, like, that's probably the worst thing that you could have, like, done to her. Whereas to Christine or, like, her boss, like, that's just them doing their job. Which, yes, we see a lot of situations where people are just doing their job, and it may not be the type of scenario that we wish, like, was the outcome, but for that person doing their job, they were in the right for what they were doing. But, you know, but people can still feel slighted, and that's why, you know, there's two sides to every story. But in this situation, though, Christine just so happened to do it to a person who was kind of at their wit's end and the wrong person, and then she also got embarrassed at the same time, which kind of compounded on it, and it kind of got turned into a whole scene with Christine and, like, and Sylvia at the bank. So it like just turned on her, and it went into this whole thing where she basically was tormented up until the point where she eventually died and got dragged to hell. And like I mentioned, yes, she really didn't deserve any of that, because yes, Sylvia got slighted, but Christine got tormented, like, very crazily by this lady, and in very, like, super outrageous ways. And like, she thought she had to kill her cat. She, like, got her boyfriend, like, scammed out of $10,000 for a seance that didn't actually work. All that to eventually have to end up, like, dying and going to hell, which at this point is like, what? If Christine can go to hell, I guess we got everybody going to hell. If that's all that Christine did to cause her to eventually, like, get dragged down, like, if she going, there's a lot of other people that need to go at that point, because there wasn't much that she did that warranted that situation. But I think that's, like, a reason why I kind of like the movie as well. Like, it's a weird reason, but just that over the topness of one bad decision, like, basically becoming, like, your whole life at that point, it was just very interesting to kind of watch.
Mark, what did you think about Christine?
I feel like she didn't deserve the curse that was put on her. Yeah, she didn't serve the curse that was put on her. Like, she seems like a nice person who just wanted to get ahead in her career, wanted to, you know, level up. She had a nice boyfriend, a nice life, despite the fact that she had a crappy upbringing due to her alcoholic mom. And I just feel like that lady cursed her based off one interaction that Christine didn't even really want to be in. She gave her the whole sob story, and it's just like, my job isn't to listen to your sob story. My job is to tell you that I can't give you this. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I feel like Christine was dealt a bad hand, and she didn't deserve what happened to her.
I guess I agree. I do. Okay, look, not that I guess. I just feel that Christine, she I mean, yeah, I do feel bad for what happened to her. She definitely did not deserve it. But, she was doing her job. But, I don't know. It's just, like, as a protagonist, she seemed kind of dumb. I don't know. She seemed a little, like, she was just doing a lot of weird stuff. Like, on top of all this already. And I was just, I don't know. I thought it was weird. I thought it was very odd. Especially at that, like, dinner party. When she was like, yeah, I had a cat. Had a kitten. And they're like, you know, do you or do you not? And she just looked at everybody so suspiciously. She was like, maybe. Or whatever the hell. I don't know. It was weird. It was very odd. But anyways, Mark, what did you think about Our Lady Who Cursed Christine, Sylvia Ganoush?
I hate her so much. Like, I get what was going on. She was losing her house, all of that. But also, like, what were you doing or not doing where you couldn't, like, pay your fucking bill? And, like, how is it Christine's fault that you put yourself, that you're somehow in this financial situation? Even if that situation was out of your control, it had nothing to do with Christine. And you sat there and you cursed this woman over some petty BS because she was doing her job. Like, if you got the power to curse somebody, bitch, get the power to get some fucking money. That's it.
I'm in agreement with Mark though on Sylvia. Like, she's really just kind of like meant to be this like over the top like villain like type presence for us in this movie. And over the top it was. From her, like, initial, like, begging, which, yes, in that moment, like, you do feel, like, bad, because, like, you know, we're kind of, like, conditioned to, like, feel for, like, old people, in a sense, like that, like, especially, like, if, like, you were at a job, and an old person is, like, begging you for assistance, and not, like, being, like, mean about it, like, they're, like, genuinely, like, begging, and it's becoming, like, kind of, like, that awkward state, like, you'd probably want to, like, help them out, but with a situation like this, where you have someone, like, it's, like, a financial thing, and, you know, you don't really have the, say-so to actually do something, like, there's not much you could do, and this really could have happened to, like, anyone in this universe. And especially with the time frame that this is happening in, with, you know, where it was, like, the mortgage crisis and, like, the Great Recession that was happening in, like, 08, 09, like, that whole, like, time frame, it definitely, like, puts it in perspective, like, why someone wouldn't get, like, an extension on, like, a mortgage and that type of stuff. So, yes, that's all, like, understandable, but the way that Sylvia just goes about it, because she felt slighted in that moment, obviously it wasn't the right way to do so, but it's kind of one of those things where she was going to do it anyway. Like, I feel like there would have been no way in, like, stopping her from not doing that to whoever got it. It just so happened to be Christine in this moment. So, I mean, I don't think there was any way that all that stuff, like, that happened would have not happened. And if it wasn't Christine, it just would have been whoever, like, slighted her in that decision to, you know, not give her mortgage. Which, I mean, as you mentioned, it wasn't even, like, more so Christine's fault. It was kind of like her manager put in the idea in her head that she had to be a little more hard. Because I think prior to that, like, she was just kind of, you know, siding with the people who were coming in and not, like, the company. And then the first moment that she sided with the company so that she could kind of look better on her, like, her company side to get, like, a promotion, then this happens to her. So, Sylvia definitely like went OD with it, but and I'm not gonna say I see why, but anyone at that moment in time could have gotten the same situation at Christine. It just happened to be her.
Yeah, I mean, we love a baddie who can curse her enemies. But moving on from our characters list, Tawan, can you please give us the behind the scenes?
Yes, I can. I do not have pulled up right now. 1 second. All right. So, Drag Me to Hell, the film had a budget of $30 million, and it brought in a box office of $90.8 million. The film won a Saturn Award for the Best Horror Film at the 36th Saturn Awards. Raimi wrote Drag Me to Hell with his brother before working on the Spider-Man trilogy. Some critics' reactions: the film currently sits at a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Entertainment Weekly gave the film an A rating, stating that Raimi has made the most crazy, fun, and terrifying horror movie in years. Chicago Sun-Times gave the film 3 out of 4 stars and stated that the film is sometimes funny and often startling horror movie. The New York Post thought it was cheesy with too many gross outs, and the New York Observer thought that the plot wasn't believable enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I really, really, really don't get it. That surprised me a lot, because I generally don't get it. This movie is just such a dope joke to me. I don't know. Well, cash or pass, you guys. I mean, clearly, it's my movie. I'm passing this movie. Tawan, do you cash or pass Drag Me to Hell?
I still cash Drag Me to Hell. Like, I hadn't seen it in a while until we did it for this episode, but I still do like the movie. It's like fun. Like, it's like a fun watch for me. I kind of don't take it serious in the way that I don't take, like, Evil Dead 2 or, like, Army of Darkness serious. And that's kind of the way that I see it, just because that it is, like, Sam Raimi. And he just has, like, that campiness factor in so many of his movies. And the way that he kind of puts his, like, protagonist through hell, quote, like, not to be, like, not to make a joke out of it, but like he kind of does that a lot. Like he did the same thing with Ash in those like earlier Evil Dead movies, just like doing crazy shit and like kind of putting him through the ringer. And I feel like that's just one of those things that he does. So for me, I don't see it as a deterrent here for this movie.
Mark, do you cash or pass Drag Me to Hell?
I pass. I didn't agree with the antagonist's motivation, even though the protagonist was seen like she didn't deserve what happened to her. She was quite boring. At times, the movie was boring. I feel like the plot was all over the place. The special effects and the CGI wasn't the best. It did come out in 2009, but still, I just felt like the concept was great, the execution was not. So I pass. Anything to say, Mark? Go ahead.
Okay. So that's 2 passes and 1 cash. Mark, do you have anything to say?
Well, join us next week as Tawan presents us with his worst movie pick. And what movie is that, Tawan?
That movie is Slender Man. And it's so ass.
Oh, I haven't seen Slender Man, so I don't know if I agree or disagree, so I guess we will find out. And I guess you guys will find out too. Thank you for listening to us. Good night.
Oh, I can't wait.